Tavnun Beis Amadal. But you should love it. The Malacha B'Yom Tov Shein, the second day of Yom Tov. Hold the Nogavu Iser. Since they already have the custom not to do Malacha, then Lo Shana Le Nehem Es Aminig. I'm not going to change from in front of them from their custom. But Rashi seems to say only before Hesir. Tosis says even Besina. The Difamino Hachamuro Mimeno. Which is more stringent than it. Abdilas Asisi Lo did to him. Mimeno had. And nagged the barbei ram talmid shesarach and talmid who has gone off. They nimel lahakoyse, they would get together to give him malchus. Lo nedusim after him into chirim. Shum deshamt the chamur because when the chirim is more stringent. B'choshen l'kfei datari and they were worried about the kfei datari. But less later, Rabbi Yehuda the master sheyachol loymar loy. It implies that he could say to ben malchum place a person from that place could say to him shelo kolu. In a place where the food is not gotten used up yet, the mokum shakola to a person who lives in a place where the food has been used up already, say bahavalucha af ata, you can also go and bring the mokum shavesi from the place I brought it. But Timson comes out, shalokol sham lahaya. It hasn't been that the food has gone away in the field for the beast. Bahum eisen shatavi, and you should eat for that which you bring. Place a shalokol. And that which you have in your house is a servant is also for time. And the God will come because it grew, and the reason is because it grew here. But the Hamakom Kolon here no longer exists. But I have Eseh Shalim Hamakom had I brought from a place which is mutter, but in Kan, Machlek and Sefer is not going to be any fights between them. But let's lay the Rabbi Yehuda, the Asr, Mishab Chomer Hamakom, Shahol Pashem Rabbi does not hold that there is, you have to take the stringency of the place where you go to. I feel in Shem Machlek is named, there's no fights over it. The Hamakom Shein Oisin. They're going from a place where you don't do work to a place where you do work. And time a lot, because the reason is not because of getting into fights. That's not the reason. And we still forbid him. Because of the stringencies of the place that he left from. I'm not changing from your custom. Why the halachdim l'makom shelo kol? If you go to a place where it hasn't been used up, you have to say you should go to a place where it has been used up. Say the halachon, go bring yourself food from there. But to halim, so you can find a lot of it. L'chomer omer Rabbi Huda hachi have a gomer l'Rabbi Elazar Rabbi. This is what Rabbi Elazar learned from his Rabbi. Rabbi Huda omer l'chomer Rabbi Huda was saying the stringency. Ella epach tosef zu shehosavna al mishnah. This is an addition which we add to the mishnah. Ema oy memokum shalokol lemokum shalokol. That is going from a place where it has not been used up to a place where it hasn't been used up. Veshama and the hirch shekol mukayman that he they got used up in the place, in the original place. Ein chayav levar. He doesn't have to get rid of it. The ein kan mishum chumi mokum sheyotzu mishal. There's no shkudusi of the place where he left from. Shekishehoytziyum a dain lo nesu because the time he took it out it wasn't also yet. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he says yesh kan zilzul mukayman. There is an insult to the place where he left from. The army lay name mukayman the people from his place. I'm going to tell him. The name Muhammad Rishon, his original place. Say the Havadachal Mehechad as Ninu. Go and bring from the place where you brought them. Mokum Shevesim from the place where you brought them. The Tibzut Shifar Kol. You'll see that's already been used up. Liolam could the Katani the Lo Ayri Masisim maybe Mukaymel the Mokum Shavul. The Rishon is not talking about where he brought it from a place from his place, the place which was equal to it. El Mokum Shein Shavul. Rather, it was still a place where it was not equal to him. Vachagomer Masisim the Mishnah Hamoylech Peres. Shvi is makom shekolu l'makom shelo kolu. First is taking shvita fruit from a place where it has been used up already to a place where it has not been used up. Or makom shelo kolu l'makom shekolu, or a place where it has not been used up yet to a place where it was used up. Chayin levar is to get rid of them. Chazir on mukayim brings it back to a original place. Dayin lo kolu hasn't been used up yet. The food in the that means the fruit in the fields. And the chayin levar doesn't have to get rid of it yet. Rabbi Yehuda Machmer, Rabbi Yehuda is more stringent. Immediately you say to him, say the havel chafat, you should go and bring mehechad esnina from when you burn it. Has now for hakol alohu in that place. It's been used up already. Kabel the chamer kal tinu. Kabel shochamer the back of the donkey. Shechnis and lasol chayis amokon they enter into that place with hachamor the kolton that the donkey entered. And that's what established the chumir ois amokon the stringencies of that place. Shalol yuchal lachzirin oy that you can't return it anymore. Halo galusham didn't grow there. Ve'ina oichlan shem doesn't not eating it there. HaKodesh, Shlosha Kavashim, Shlosha Mini Yerek, the Chavasach has three types of vegetables in one barrel. Shlokhoi Mei Shlosha Tzir, if it's either from vinegar or brine, Gidei Lai Eskai, because you want it to last. Oichlim Mishlosh, the four of them, Ala Rishon, Al Smach, Rishon, Hama Mayer, Lios, Kol Haim, Nesodah. And going according to the first one, that's going to be, that is most speedily used up in the fields that the animals can't get to it. The moment that one of them has been used up in the fields, they're all also because soaking it together is making it into one. Even relying on the species which gets used up less. So you can eat both of them. Even though from two of the species they've already been used up already. But in the time of our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda, the Hovli, and Rabbi Yehuda, this is what they're arguing at. The time of the Kamas, they look at Rabbi Yeshua, the Kamas, they look at Rabbi Yeshua, they make all this, Lingi Mahochi, Mishtam, and this is how he understands the topic. The Mokum Shalom, called the Mokum Shalom, is going from a place where it has not been used up in the fields, yet to the place where it has been used up. Kulon, Chaim, everyone has to get rid of it. Amal Kulon, Miksosim. Then af mimin hakolo kerabi yeshua da oichon afala achron. But if some of them are used up, then you can eat even from the type which has been used up already, because they're going like kerabi yeshua. You can eat even according to the last one that's going to get used up. Rabbi Huda says save havlocha af atam oisamin. And I said that you should go bring that to one that's been used up from the field. But Harry lets himself say that can find in the field, and therefore but also kerabi yeshua is going to be also like Rabin Gamliel. All Eretz Yehuda, the whole Eretz Yehuda, the last palm tree, date tree in Tzarek has been used up. It's a city full of dates. It's Nan, the Kaimon, we see the Mishnah later, Shalosh Arzos Labir, there's three different lines, the provinces for beer. Shimben Yehuda, Oichlim, Mishakol, Bechol Eretz Yehuda. People in Yehuda do not eat in there from their house once it's been used up in Yehuda, Fabishal, Kol, Begalil, even though it hasn't been used up in the Galil. Even the place where it's been used up already, until it's been used up in all of the lands of Yehuda. The Fishachayash Kesha animal says, Kan, when the animal doesn't find over here, Halachas Mokum Achron goes to another place. The He, his friend, is the Shaman that feeds itself there. The Rachmona told about Kilokarman, the Torah says, it's dependent on that of the animals, as we will say later. Daf Nun Beis, Amud Beis. Oichon al shel bein hakif, and there they call him Dios be'ikron kutsim. So it's common for the palm trees to have thorns in the bottom and around it. Hainu shitsim, that's the shitsim. And the dekha aspun hain, they actually coming out of the palm tree. Lamaila olun shalom above is its leaves. So soon you consider them made in the proper order. Can be in kapos like kapos tamarim, like kapos tamarim. And when the wind blows on the dates, they fall, and they're in these thorns. In these branches, and also below in the thorns. So come Rabbi Shimon, and Shimon says, as long as they're in the branches, you can eat from your dates in the house. But you don't eat from the stuff in your house because there's still stuff in the thorns. The fish ain't a chayy chalalitim. Because there, an animal can't get to it because there's thorns there. My season hachri kamer. Rishon, this is how you say it. Tanakama hachri kamer tanakama. This is how tanakama is saying it. Kol gami has been completely used up. After the sheets and even from the thorns, then higher fire, you have to get rid of it. I will call it minakidim. Was used up from the branches. V'adayin yish b'sheitzim. You still have dates in the thorns. In the higher fire, you have to get rid of it. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Say v'hevil ha'af atim ha'makom ha'roy liklin." You should also go bring it because you're able to bring it. Vote him so you're not going to find it. The luchum rami is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is saying it for stringency. Shalosh artzois v'eretz yisrael artzois chulukuzu mazu. Different from each one. Letting you be with regard to getting rid of the shemitah food in your house. She'ein zu sovechus also because each one is not relying on the other one. Mishikolabah when the food is running out. V'chol bishalo kolabah correct. Even in the other province is still. Still has the food. They don't rely on each other. They have differences in the way that they keep their fruits. Then one of them get food, the fruits get used up before the other one. They're made, all of them are considered one province for the halachas of beer. As we explain as we go on. Since there's three lands for each one of the lands, you have nine lands. Why do we say three lands? Why don't we say there's nine lands? They made the three in each one as if it's only one. And each one of the three, although minor provinces, can eat so long as there is in one of these minor provinces of the larger province, which is Oichlan B'Yehuda, they will eat in Yehuda, until the food has been used up in any one of the three, in all three of the of its lands. V'chein be'Eiver Yad, Yisotel Eiver Yad, and V'chein be'Galil Yisotel in the Galil. Not immediately. The Oichlan B'Yehuda, Yichla Achon Shebashosh Ratzos Shebo. In Yehuda they will eat until the last of the of its three lands gets used up. But they don't need Yehuda based on that which they have in the Galil. The Gemara in Masechta Maaseinu would say tradition from our fathers. So the distance of so much less is to go from Yehuda to the Galil. Magalil Yehuda from the Galil to Yehuda. Aba Yotzehi Magalil. The Galil Yehuda Yehuda will go from one place in the Galil to another place, or from one place in Yehuda to another place. Mizbarin Kishigia Onas Abir. When it's time to get rid of the things from your house, Shikol Olchai, because it's no longer found in the fields for the animals. B'chomokom Shehain. B'lomat Shechin Leil Lahachzir Leiritz Levarin Hashem. We don't trouble you to have to go back to Eretz Yisrael to get rid of it there. Mishum shenemar b'artzach l'chaya, Hashem b'artzach to the animals in your land. This is what's called getting rid of it, destroying it. Shemafkir b'machon tirsis chayu b'hema, that you make a hefker in the place where animals will walk. Ha afik de l'mu'ute de ein sabchon b'dei Yehuda el al artzim. It's excluding that b'nei Yehuda do not rely on anything else but their own land. B'lo al shokalu, and not on that which is in the Galil. Kari bay. Be'eretz, be'eretz. I have a ksib be'eretz, if you just have be'eretz, and have a shemas mina chad abinai, which is only in one drasha. Hashad, the ksib be'eretz, since there's a whole artzach, we say two drashas in it. Inami, asher le drasha, that the word asher is used for drasha. Lezubah had, v'hadin nislavu imo b'chabur, they were walking together in a group. Minei, there would be a bold, hamid of haya, there were his students. They came like the ihu da'ish, ma'azim, b'pum, the rabbi, kishah, shmuel, there's some here rabbi, when the halacha statement is made from his rabbi, midaktik, he's careful for Omer, the rabbi, and says, this is rabbi, the shleis of hamshni, to say it over a second time, u'mavchen himenu, and understands from it, ohein, olav, if it is a yes or a no. Kirachov the pombadisa, he was very careful to know from who he got, and remember from who he got the halacha. Rabbi Yeshua Safik Shamam Rabbi Huda Omer Rabbi Huda Nasiya. It was a Safik if he heard it from Rabbi Huda or from Yehuda Nasiya, who is the grandson of Rabbi Daminami Bahudar, which is also in that generation. Still Kaful Haya, it's the boy Savavil Kafula Zuluf the Mizu Savav, it was these stone benches surrounding it, doubled one within inside the other. Kari Rav Yosef Elidah Rav Safra, and Rav Safra cuts Kaf Naisa the Shvius Dekel Taon Kaf Nias. It was a palm tree full of the Kaf Nias. And what's that? The Hain Tamar Ketanim the Shalul Bishlul. They are small dates which haven't fully ripened. The cuts is the Dekel Eisa and cut down the branches for wood. This is the Kaf Nias, and these Kaf Nias got ruined. The Nachas Lepeiro Peri Shindigmar also loves the fruit which is completely ripened. You can't destroy it. Mitzchali la arlo shomer hagadol savivus atamar. Because then this is a protective shell which grows around the dates while they're small. Ka'ein pikas hagadol savivus eklize yar hadaklis. It's like this pikas which grows around the wild egoizim and the small ones. They're small or thin. Asiri mishom arlo because the arlo don't have a it's not like wood. Elishim pri. Aleim is really called a fruit. The whole Lanasu Shemar the priest is being used as something to guard the fruit. The Shemar Pri Ema is Havi Bekoifri. Kashen Ketana is when they're small, the Kufrahu, and the Kufra Kafnios, they're called Kafnios, the Kashigidilin. And when they get bigger, Hu Yavish, it dries out enough and falls. Amo Kafnios, Kurim Peri. So you see from this, the Kafnios is called fruit. Rav Nachman Amar Peri, Shalom Nigma Kori Peri, Rav Nachman says that fruit which is not fully ripened is called fruit. Namar Kribi Yasin, Namar Mishinophil Peri, Hagafen, when the flowers of the grapes have fallen off, and nearest to us, and I can really see the form of the grapes behind the smile. And the smile, it's also a remission of Arlo, it's also because of Arlo. The nation who perishes is a fruit, which is Bubala's current and Ashpenir, which is a type of level of growth. But the Ligi Rabbana, Levin Sechazo, Mesechazo, Ludigatani Risha,
And it says in the Reisha, Ha'olam ha'lulavim u'meya gafanim v'smader, the leaves and the branches and the make a fun of the smadder all mutar mishamadlos no halachas are all and Rabbi Lozi that we carbon and Rabbi Lozi did like the rabbanon v'shari lanz chutz b'kefen except for grapes in kaisin leitzim did a cut down for wood v'vnei shemaster the parents you be ruining the fruit rachman amar lachav v'lohasen Torah says that you have to eat the shmidish fruit and not to shkreit mishutziu tekilas olam v'meinisim when the first sprouting of the leaves in during Nisan, Mishi Sharsharu, Mishi Yurbahen, Kain Sharsharus, Shal Charubim, when you can see them already like it's starting to look like a little bit of chains on the Charub, the Caribs.